morning, I'm going to rake you over the coals because I love you.
Amen.
I see the way the world's going, and I don't want to see our church go the way of the world.
Amen.
And I want to give you some godly advice today. I want to give you some, you know, a preacher's not going to, a lot of times I'll bring messages that make you feel happy or cry or get you excited. I'm not going to be doing that today. This is going to be a serious message that I'm going to try to put down in your hearts and the kids' hearts. And I want you to listen to me. And if you don't listen to me, I'm probably going to yell at you this morning because I really want to get this in your heart. Let's stand for the reading of God's word, three verses. Psalms 36, verses 1 through 3. The danger of not fearing God. You know, when I was many times, Eddie, the Bible teaches us how to look at our earthly father, and it gives us a relationship between our earthly father and our heavenly father. He said, you were subject to your earthly father. You ought to be subject to me. You listen to him, you ought to listen to me. I was thinking about my dad this morning. Brother Jim, when my dad told me to do something or not to do something, you know, I didn't do it. You know why I didn't do it? I was afraid if I didn't, I'd get spanked. You know, but yet, even though I feared my dad, I loved him beyond measure. There's a real line for a pastor. I love you with all my heart. I do. But I want you to fear me sometimes when I bring the message from God, because you need to fear God. And sometimes that's why sometimes a preacher can't get too friendly with people, because they say, well, what's it? He ain't got no message. You know, why should I hear anything he's saying? You better hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Because God wants you to hear something today. Amen?
Amen.
Look at Psalms 36, verse 1 through 3. The transgressions of the wicked, saith, here's what they say in their heart, the wicked, within my heart, saith, there is no fear of God before his eyes. The reason a lot of people do things they're doing, they don't have no fear in God. Look what it says. There is no fear of God before his eyes. For he, that one that doesn't fear God, for he flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth, that one that doesn't fear God, are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off. Watch what this one that doesn't fear God, and this is where America's went. This one that has no fear of God before his eyes, he has left off to be wise and to do good. People that fear God are wise. People that don't fear God, they're not wise. People that really fear God, they'll stress to do good. People that don't fear God, they'll throw away everything. They don't care about nothing because they don't think there's any judgment to come or repercussions for what they do. I want to pray. Heavenly Father, you put this in my heart. These are hard messages for a preacher to preach. But Lord, I know you told me to preach this message. And I know the people won't be excited about this message. But I pray it helps their life. And that's all that matters. I don't have to be popular in their eyes. I just want to be your servant and be a blessing to their life. And Lord, the man of God needs to help his people. Holy Spirit, I pray you'll work in people's hearts today. Help us to understand that we need to fear a holy God. Not only just to love him, but to fear him and to obey him. I pray you'll help me to speak well. Put in my heart everything you, Lord, you want me to say to him. Blot out anything I'm not supposed to say. And we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. When I read that verse 1, that reminded me of the condition of this whole earth, especially here in the United States. There is no fear of God. There's no. I'm going to tell you right now, the reason you see wickedness on the increase, evil on the increase, crime and everything on the increase, because there's no fear of God. There's no fear of God. There's no fear of God in lost people. There's very little fear of God in saved people. You read those words in that verse 1. There's no fear of God before his eyes. Is there fear of God before your eyes today? You know, today, this world to me is getting more and more corrupt, more and more wicked, more and more violent. How many would say amen to that?
Amen.
More and more evil. Amen. I mean, I'm going to tell you, if you don't think Jesus is coming back, you've got another thing coming. The Bible says in Genesis 6 that the world was so evil back in the days of Noah that God repented that he made man because it was so evil. We're getting just, as the Bible says, as the days of Noah were, so shall it be the Son of Man be. The reason there's no fear of God, the reason you've seen all this, because there's no fear of God before the eyes of people. If you don't fear God, you'll do anything because you don't fear getting judgment for it. The reason I didn't break out windows or steal something or smack my sister maybe when I was mad at her, I was afraid my dad would go and give me a whooping. You know God's still in the whooping business, a whooping business, the switching business. How many know what I'm talking about? The murderer kills without no fear and thought of judgment of God. The thief steals without no fear of the judgment of God. But I want you to get something here. There's always a payday.
Yep.
There's always a payday for evil actions and wicked deeds. There's always a payday. You got your Bible open to Psalms? Look at Psalms 34. And look at verse 14, 16. Depart from evil and do good. See, people, they won't depart from evil unless they fear God. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord, look at that verse 16. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. I'm going to tell you right now. You want to do evil? You young people, better listen to me. You want to do evil? You're cutting your life short. I don't care what that old man, that preacher says. I'm going to tell you right now. You're cutting your life short. I noted this. You think you're getting away with sin? You think you're getting away with evil? You don't. You don't get away with it. I just grabbed this yesterday. This is the Record Courier. And I'm not picking on these people. I'm just using this for an example, just because it's in the paper. Deadbeat dad sent to prison. He sent to prison. This deadbeat dad. He didn't pay his alimony for his child for several weeks or months or years. You know, see, this guy, the deadbeat dad, he thought he slipped by. He thought he slipped by. But he didn't. Here's a man accused of murder. Now the night, if this man is guilty, I'm not saying he is or isn't, but just for example of the paper, when a man murders someone and goes home that night, they might think when they did that murder that they got by with it. Are you with me? The murderer thought he got away that night, but they don't. We've got here, Paris arson man gets 60 days in jail. The guy that had the arson set that man on fire. He thought he was not found out. But you know what? He was found out. There is a payment. There is a judgment. There is something due reward for evil that's rendered. And by the way, the reason I say this, there's a much higher court than this. That was my whole purpose for this paper. I don't know any of these people, and I'm not saying any of these people are guilty or innocent. I'm just trying to use them for an illustration that no matter what crime people do, it's going to catch up to them. But what I want to say to you, this there's a way higher court than what these people are facing. You see, all men, you and me, every one of us, must stand before the judge of the world. Every one of us. We all have our day in court. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, for it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. We all got our day in court. We're all going to stand before the Almighty. There'll be some, by the way, there will be some things that you are judged in this life, and there'll be some things that you'll be judged in the next life. I don't care if you don't get judged by the court in this system. The great Almighty will have the judgment. The Bible says in Timothy 5:24, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment, and some men that follow after. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you think some people are going to get away with it? They're not going to get away with it. When you do sins and evil, I'm going to tell you right now, you think, man, I got past the preacher, man. He didn't catch me. I don't have to catch you. God caught you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Hebrews 10:31 says this, it's a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. I'm going to tell you right now, that's why you have people live riotous and wicked lives. There's no fear of God. You're not going to put anything over God Almighty. Proverbs 15:3 says this, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Hey, he saw you do it. You think you got away with it? You didn't. He saw you.
Yep.
He heard you. When you did that evil, you didn't get away with it. You just think you did. Those drugs that you take or those drugs that you sell, you might not be before the court downtown in Ravenna, but you're going to stand before the court room of God. The alcohol you drink and the alcohol you destroy people's life with, you're going to stand before God. The lying, the cheating, you're not getting by God. The pornography that you watch, the pornography that you lust upon, maybe your wife didn't catch her, maybe these other people, and maybe preaching. But I'm going to tell you, God saw you. You're caught. The adultery, the fornication, he saw you. The disobedient to parents, he heard you. He saw you. You slam the door on mom and dad. You cuss mom and dad out. You say, I hate you. He heard you. He saw you. You know what? You better watch out. Your actions are going to be caught up to you someday. You just think you got away with it.
Man, I had sex with her in the back of the van. No one even knows it. Oh, want to bet?
It's not funny.
No.
It's not. Well, I stole this out of that store and they didn't catch me. Yeah, you got caught.
Oh, yeah.
You got caught. Yep. Acts 5:11 talk. When you study the book of Acts, Acts chapter 5, there were some Christians, a married couple, Ananias and Sapphira.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, they lied against the Holy Ghost. They thought they put something over God. They thought they put something over Peter. They thought they put something over the church. I'm going to tell you right now, they thought they got away with that. Guess what? Pam! She dropped dead. He dropped dead. A few hours later, his wife comes in. Peter said, we just carried your husband out. Pam! She dropped dead. See, they thought that they were getting away with things. They didn't.
By the way, Acts 5:11 says this, and when they dropped dead, boy, Brother Mark, woo, revival started in that church. And great fear came upon all the church, and not just the church, as many as heard it. Man, they said, did you hear about Ananias and Sapphira? No, I missed that week. I was out fishing. I was doing something else. No, tell me what. Man, they lied. They cheated. Man, they thought they were putting over the wall of God. God killed them dead right in the church. Dropped dead right in the church. They just carried him out. Didn't ever just threw him out. Didn't just threw him outside. Didn't give him a funeral or nothing. Just threw him out. They dropped dead. You know, I got thinking. Maybe a few people at our churches that are supposed to be saved and need to drop dead. You get a few of them dropping dead. You know what it does? It straightens up. Hey, when my little sister, I had an older sister, an older sister, a younger sister, and a younger brother. Boy, if I saw my dad whacking those kids, my sisters and brothers, you know what that did? That put a fear in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Man, I don't want to get what Leslie got. Man, boy, I heard Patty yell, and man, Jerry was screaming for 4 hours. You know, sometimes God has to put a whoop on us to make us get in line. Look up here. I wonder how much does God have to do to some of you to make you understand you need to fear God?
Right.
How far does God have to go with you to get your attention?
Yep.
You know, as I read through Genesis, and we're in Exodus now, getting through that. But I noted this as I went through it. In Genesis 38:7, Judah had his firstborn son. His name was E-R. And he died an early death. You know why he died an early death? He didn't fear God. Genesis 38:7 says, and Judah's firstborn son was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. You know what? You know why a lot of people don't get saved? Because they see so much wickedness in Christians. If they say, if that's Christianity, why do I need to be saved? Hello? I know none of us are perfect. I'm far from being perfect. But I'll tell you one thing. We ought to strive to walk with God. Hey, teens. Hey, you older people. I got a verse for you. I quoted this last week, and it stayed with me. Matter of fact, I almost made the title, Kiss the Son. In Psalms chapter 2, verse 12, it says this. Kiss the Son. Psalms 2:12 says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Brother Mark, he says, you better stay close to God, be on the right side of God, because I'm going to tell you, if he just gets a little mad, he's going to smoke you hard. I don't know why, but I was driving down the road the other day, and I went back to when I was a kid in grade school. And I had a teacher named Mr. Barnett, Jim Barnett. And I was thinking about the public schools today and when the preacher went to school. And I'm not making this up. That teacher used to say, if he would do this now, Josh, that guy'd be in prison. Well, I thought he was a tremendous teacher. He whacked me several times, but he was trying to make me a better kid.
Yep.
He used to say to me, we black boys would mess up. He gets so mad at us, he'd say, Mr. Snyder, I'm gonna put my foot on your neck, boy! I'm gonna put my foot on your neck and I'm gonna stomp. What he said. He'd say, boy, he'd get right on me.
Seventh grade, Riverside Grade School. Guess what I did? Back then, they put a fear in
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then, they put a fear in me. You know what, though? Wasn't as bad back then.
Right.
And they used to say, I'm going to put that. You might hear this statement. I'm going to put the fear of God in you, boy. And they, those, I had an eighth grade teacher. She was from Russia, Mrs. Davison. Ha! Huh. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen her pick up the biggest kids by the nap of their neck, and she whip them over to us and said, I'm going to bust you up, boy. I'm not making this stuff up. That's where I grew up at. You wonder like I am. Didn't hurt me. It was good for me.
That's right. Yeah.
See, they made us respect and have some fear.
Exactly.
Yeah. You didn't have kids acting. See, you actually learned it. When we went to school, bud, we actually came and learned some things.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually learned a few things. Because kids were listening because they didn't listen, Billy. They get switched.
Yeah.
Some of you kids, you know what? You better listen to me. Older checked out early.
Yep.
Some of you kids, you want to live an evil, wicked life? You just want to live a filthy, rotten, make fun of preacher and church and God and live a hellish life? Go ahead, pal. You're going to check out. God's going to put his foot on your neck and stomp. I think you need to go back to putting your foot in the neck and stomping.
Yeah.
By the way, Mr. Ballard, when they stomped, the teacher didn't get blamed.
Right.
Yeah. The principal didn't get blamed.
Right.
The kid that did evil, he got blamed.
Yeah.
He got punished.
Right.
You're right. They didn't tell. We didn't tell because I knew if I told my dad, I would get stomped again. I beg the teacher, Brother West, please don't tell my mom and dad. Give me two extra whacks, but don't tell my dad. You get in trouble if you kids now. I can't get spanked. I'll call civil services.
Call them up.
Boy, when we stop spanking the kids, now, by the way, I don't think you ought to brutalize your kid.
Right.
I don't think you ought to hit them for anything. But I tell you, the correction, the Bible talks about correction.
Yes.
And unless you want a kid to die early, because if you don't correct kids, they become wicked brats and evil. And they get hate. They have no fear of God. And by the way, see, it was good that I had fear of my dad because he was teaching me how to have fear for God.
That's right.
Because see, in essence, my dad was kind of representing God's authority.
Yep.
See, if you go against your dad's authority, you're really going against God's authority.
Because
God sets authorities in our lives.
That's right.
By the way, I'm the one in your authority.
Yeah, right.
Whether you like it or not.
Yep.
My wife's my authority. And all you guys laughing, your wife's and your authority.
I'm the boss, though, because she told me, Eddie. Kiss the Son. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Another verse in that same chapter, Psalms 2:4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Some of you think that you are smarter than God. You don't need God. That's all right. Someday he's going to have you in derision. I don't care what that preacher says. It's all right. You'll see. It's a it is sad that God has to bring down judgment, though, before people will listen and heed and fear him. I want you, in Psalm, look at Psalms chapter 25. Psalms 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease. You ever notice people that fear God? They have peace. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. I've seen people that have their life is always in turmoil and trouble and always have the, but it's his fault. He started. He made me do it. He provoked. No. The way of the transgressor is hard. His soul shall dwell at ease. His seed shall inherit the earth. How many? Look at verse 14. Want to know a secret? Everyone look at the secret. The secret of the Lord, verse 14, is with them that what? Fear him. And he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Yeah, a lot of you get snared in a net because you don't fear God. See, you could, a lot of you kids get in trouble because you don't fear God. How many are still with me?
Amen.
A lot of you adults get in trouble because you don't fear God. But boy, you start fearing him, he'll keep you out of a lot of trouble. That golfer should have feared God more before he had all those adultery situations.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be in the net he's in right now.
Right.
Hello?
Amen.
Quiet in here, isn't it? You know, the Bible teaches us that Job feared God. Cornelius feared God. You just go all through the scripture. The Bible says he feared God. He walked with God. He feared God. You know, you ought to take a Bible study on the scriptures of all the people that feared God. You could learn something from them. I could learn something from them. Amen? Huh. Even the thief on the cross, I thought of this scripture as I prepared this message, Ruth, about fearing God. Why don't you look at this scripture with me? Go over to Luke. Go over to Luke 23, the repentant thief. Look what he says to the other thief. Luke 23, 40. I've got it written down here, but I want you to see it. Luke 23, 40. Before you yell and scream at your parents, before you do that thing that you know is wrong, you better give it a second thought. Before you drink that alcohol, before you take those drugs, before you commit that fornication or adultery, you ought to give it a second thought. Before you watch those pornography movies or do something that you know you, or go somewhere you know you're not supposed to be and say something you're not, you better give it a second thought.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you, those things that you're going to get judged for.
Yes.
In Luke 23:40. Two thieves on the cross, Jesus right there with them. The one on the cross in verse 39, he was hand railed on him saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. He didn't give a flip about Jesus. He just wanted Jesus to get him off the cross.
Yeah.
But the other, the one that really, by the way, that's the other one that said this, he actually went to heaven that day. Got saved, and Christ took him to heaven and said, today thou shalt be in paradise with me. But I want you to get the thought when I'm preaching on this morning. Look at verse 40. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God? By the way, we ought to all have some fear of God. Seeing that thou art in the same condemnation. But you got to get this here, and you got to get this. Here's a guy that's being crucified. Here's a guy that's going to die for sure. And he still doesn't fear God. Because all through his life, he said no to God, no to God, no to God. His attitude towards God was no, no, no. His heart became cold, callous, and bitter, and darkened. And so right before he dies, with a bad attitude. He grew up with an attitude, I don't care what anybody says to me. I don't care about God. I don't care about the church. I don't care about the Bible. I don't care about Jesus. I don't care about my parents. I don't care about nothing. You look up here. You better get an attitude for God. I was talking about Grant the other day. Grant could become a preacher for God.
Yep.
God has to call him. But I'm going to tell you, Grant or anybody else, none of you ever become a preacher unless you get the right attitude.
That's right.
Unless you get the right heart.
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
What happens is this. From a young age, you keep those pure hearts. Don't let people steal those pure hearts.
Right. Amen.
Those pure hearts are what God uses.
Right.
Pure hearts are what God wants to see. He does. Don't let the crowd that hates God, that turns their cheek against God, get you away from God, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to end up in the cross if that guy ready to die and you have an answer. I don't give a flip anyways.
Right.
I talked to teenagers recently in my life, and I walked away almost crying because I saw a kid that didn't even care about nothing, man. It's almost like his conscience was seared.
Right.
God, help us when our conscience gets seared.
Yeah.
And it gets seared because we get bad attitudes. I'll do anything I want to do. I don't care what you say. You better care what I say. You better care what the Bible says. You better care what God thinks.
Amen.
Buddy, you're heading to danger and death. Most of the buddies I grew up with, they're dead in hell. I'm lucky. But the only reason I'm lucky is because I had an ear to hear. And I changed my attitude. Hello? I was dealing with a man Friday night here. And I said, he's an alcoholic. I said, your problem is this. You need to get saved. You need to start coming here to the Word of God. He's not a member. He don't come here. But he reached out because he's hurting. I said, I can save your marriage. I can't personally, but I know one that can. Christ. I said, you give your heart to Christ. And I said, he'll change it. I said, he changed mine. He said, no, you changed it. I said, no, I didn't. God changed it. Many believe that man's dying there, and Brother Mark, that man's dying there. He's soon to go out in eternity. He's unprepared to meet God. And Brother Brian, he doesn't even care. There's still no fear. Are you getting this? I mean, this guy's going out in eternity, and he still doesn't fear God. Rod, he ought to be terrified.
Yeah.
And he's not. Right. Don't get like that. That man right now is crying out in hell, burning and gnashing of teeth, and he's going to forever be crying out and gnashing of teeth because he didn't fear God. Many believe there's no life after death, but there is. Many believe people laugh and mock at hell and heaven, but there is a hell and there is a heaven. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures and I'll let you go. In Genesis 35:18, Rachel dies giving birth to Benjamin. Genesis 35:18, Rachel dies giving birth to Benjamin. And here's what the Bible says in verse 18. And it came to pass, and by the way, it always does. You think it's not going to catch up to you, but it always does. You have to make that doctor's appointment. You have to make that appointment for the surgery. You say, well, I hope it never comes. But it always does. That appointment day always does catch up to us, doesn't it? Rachel dies, giving birth, and it goes in verse 18. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing for she died. If there's nothing after death, then where did your soul go? And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died. That's what the Bible says. For she died. Her soul was in departing, for she died. When you die, you depart. You either go to heaven or you go to hell, but you depart somewhere. Psalms 90 verse 10 says, "The days of our, the years of our three score and 10, and by reason of strength, they be fourscore years, the days of our life. They're 70. That's 70. Are you with me? And if by reason of strength they be fourscore years, 80. Are you with me? Yet even if you live to be 80, they are as their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it's soon cut off. And then it says this in Psalm 90, verse 10. And we fly away.
Amen.
We sing that song. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. Bum, 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 dun, 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 dun. I'll fly away. Where are you flying to?
Yeah, there you go.
If death stops right there, if when you die, everything ends, nothing goes on, where are you departing to and where are you flying to? The question is, hey, Christians, you're going to be escorted by angels, either flying to heaven, or you're going to be escorted by devils, and they're going to take you down to hell. Luke 16 talks about a man that died, and he opened up his eyes in torment, and another man that died, and he was in paradise, which is a type of heaven. Now all people go to heaven because before Jesus hadn't died yet, so everybody went in the heart of the earth called paradise. But now the Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Paul said, I'm caught between two things, departing, which is to be with Christ, which is far better, or to be here and help you. When David lost his son in the Old Testament, remember David had that adultery with Bathsheba? How many remember that? They lost their infant son. He made this statement. 2 Samuel 12:23. But now, talking about his little baby son, his infant son that died. But now he's dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? No, you can't. Here's what he says. I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. David knew that his little baby went to heaven. All babies die and go to heaven. They're safe. You get old enough to understand you're a lost sinner, then you got to get saved. David knew his baby was in heaven. He knew that baby couldn't come back and wouldn't come back. And the only way he could see him again is he had to go to heaven to be with him. David knew there was a heaven. Now, where are you going when you die? Two last scriptures. Look at Matthew chapter 10. Christians, we live too reckless a life. Christians, people see you and they see a lack of faithfulness to church, a lack of faithfulness and commitment to God, and they say, boy, if that's being a Christian, that's right, ain't it, Grandma? There's Grandma, 90 years old. Turn around. 90 years old, still in church every service. Close to 90, 89, somewhere in there, isn't she? 89. Still faithful. Look what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Think you're getting away with it? You're not. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body. Yeah. But are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him. That's talking about fear of the Lord. Fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. There's an accountability day. If you're not saved, you better get saved, because if you don't get saved, you're going to go to a place called hell, and it's real. You say, I don't believe in hell. That doesn't change it. It's still there. Well, I'm not going to go there. It don't mean you're going to go there, because if you don't get saved, all people that don't know God go there. That's why Christ came, died, and suffered, and rose that third day, so you could have eternal life through him, so you didn't have to go there. That's why he suffered on the cross from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 6 hours Christ died and suffered and shed his blood for you and me, so our sins could be covered and forgiven, so we wouldn't have to die and go to hell. Salvation is a free gift. Yes. Oh, everybody knows about, I heard this the other day, I thought it was very good. This preacher was bringing how everybody knows about heaven. I mean, people wear their crosses. Even on your little cigarette lighters that you smoke, you got crosses on there. Even on your little stinking skulls, your chewing tobacco, Jesus loves you. I mean, everybody knows it. But that don't do you no good unless you get Christ as your Savior. Amen. Better take him. Better take him while you can. See, that thief on the cross, one took him, the other one rejected. One went to heaven, one went to hell. The one that feared God was smart and went to heaven. The one that was a fool that didn't fear God, he went to hell. Go ahead and be a fool. Go to hell. It's your fault, not God's.
Right.
Yo, go ahead, tough guy. Go straight to hell. Have a good eternity and burn forever. Yeah, you're real tough. You're stupid.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? Isn't that good preaching? Because the Bible says only a fool said in his heart there's no God.
That's
right. So I call you stupid. He calls you a fool. That's even worse. One last scripture, and I'm done. You better know something. You're accountable. You're accountable for your actions. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You young people, you better watch with how you treat your parents. You better respect your parents. You better love your parents. You better obey your parents. You better honor your parents. Hey, you in the blue, look up the preacher. Don't mock me. Don't be saying nothing. Just listen to me. What's your name? I'm glad you're here. You need to hear a guy like me. I'm going to try to get you to heaven, okay? Did you know Jesus is your Savior? Good. Say yes, sir. That's good. When I was your age, Kevin, I was taught. You know, I don't know why we don't teach that now.
Right.
I always taught people. I was taught from the young kids. Yes sir, no sir, yes sir, no sir. Even today, you know, I'll say yes sir, no sir. Sometimes I drive people nuts. Yes sir, no one says. But I met the military, but that's how I was taught.
Yeah.
Respect. Yeah. Yes sir, no sir. Amen. Yes ma'am. No ma'am.
Amen. Duh, yeah.
Aw, oh, man, stupid. That's the way the world acts.
Yeah, right.
We've come out of that.
Yes.
Right.
We've come out of darkness into marvelous light.
Amen.
Amen.
You listen to me, you kids. You want to walk around like the world. Buddy, I used to be in the world. I know what goes on. I was there. I'm glad God took me out of it.
Amen.
Some of you want to be like that, and act like that, and look like that, and talk like that.
Right.
You let Satan suck you right down the tube.
Yeah, right?
I'm amazed. I'm not done.
Preach it.
Preach
it. Preach
it. Preach it.
Some of you don't. I walked in the mall with girls. What did I go to the mall for? I had to go to the mall for something. I don't. Trust me. I go to the mall very seldom. If I have to go, it's because it's a necessity. And I saw this older person, Grandma. I think she was a lady.
lady. She was wearing these overalls, or whatever they call them, and they all had all kinds of holes in them.
Oh, yeah, you might want that.
Yeah, I know. And I said, I know these kids are dumb. We're all dumb. Preacher used to be dumb like that. I didn't have that. I had bell bottoms. I had orange things. I had wacky stuff. You go back to when preacher was a kid. We had the what was the name of those shirts? My dress, all kinds of crazy colors.
I know.
Remember that? The bell bottoms. I got two bagels on each chair. I got all that. Listen, I know I've been there. Now, Josh. Now, we've got past the bell bottoms and sunny chair and my dress and all sorts of crazy cool stuff that we think was cool. Hope he works. Listen. Now you kids want to put all these things in your nose and your tongue and your ear. By the way, God says those piercings are bad.
Yes, amen.
Now you want to put all these stupid tattoos on. By the way, God says those tattoos are evil.
Yes.
They're satanic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're just playing into the world when you get them.
Yep.
You're not cool, you're dumb.
Yep.
Amen.
Thank you, preacher.
Yeah.
And if the Lord doesn't come back, when you get older, you're going to say, yeah, he was right. And then when you get kids, you're going to say, don't put those things on. I was dumb when I did that. Even my preacher told me I was dumb. I'm telling you, boy, don't you put them on there. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you. This lady was growing up. I mean, my age, right in that area. And she was wearing those pants that the kids bought with everything ripped out. And I thought, how are we going to help the kids when the adults are stupid?
Yeah, right.
Has the whole world went mad?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
I'm going to tell you, kids, you think they're kids? I get stiff when I go to the mall. I see them, man, they got like 45 things in their ears. One side their hair is red, one side green, one blue. I mean, they got things in their eyebrows. I mean, they're constant. And I've said this before, and I told them, when I was a kid, we used to make fun about the Martians landed. They've landed. I saw one check real answer. I saw it. It has to be Martians. They can't be no people. And she look up your kid. I know I'm an old fucked up. I know I am. Someday you're going to be an old fucked up. I'm trying to save your life.
Yes. Amen.
The world, don't conform to the world.
Amen.
Don't get taken in with the world. That's not cool.
Yeah.
They want you to go towards the Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David, there's one of my kids is going to Kent State University. And one of the college kids here. You college kids. Man. You're really, I drive down Route 59 all the time, I can't, and I see those kids going to college. Wow! You talk about Looney Tunes. All you do is play right here. And I thought, wow. And we wonder what's going wrong. We wonder what's going wrong. It's scary, Dad. It's scary. I talked to your grandson. We got a good big boy. My grandson is nasty. I thought he did some church stuff when we found that out there. Boy, listen, look up here. You adults, get some convictions.
Amen.
Get some stability in your life for God.
Amen.
Get some holiness for God.
Amen.
Show your kids what God really wants.
Hey.
See,
Yeah.
I can grow my hair back. Oh, I bet. I've got, God bless me, the great thing here. You know why I don't? First of all, I don't want them. The second reason, I don't want to look like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want people. Could you imagine me going meeting Wes and Bart out in the mall? I'm walking down with 55-year-old in my beard, my nose, my tongue, the ponytail, one of those old shirts, and the bell bottoms, with a sunny shirt. I got two days. And Wes says, "Hey, I want you to meet my pastor, Mr. Diggling." I got you, babe. He did get you.
Yeah.
We ought to teach our kids what God wants.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Ruthie, I'm afraid. I believe God's coming back soon, but I'm going to tell you, if he doesn't come back, get back off the scene. Whether you kids like it or not, you're going to have to be the standard bearers.
Yep. That's right.
Can I shake some of you kids off? Austin, someday if the Lord don't come back, and Jordan, the Lord don't come back, your mom and dad won't be here. And your kids are going to have to lead the way. Perhaps someday mom and daddy's going to be here. God's actually going to come on you. Seriously. God's going to come on you and say, "Man, Grant, man, I need you, Grant." And the world's going to be worse then than it is now. You've got to get this from me. You've got to get real convictions in your heart. Because we're coming to days that's going to be real evil.
Yep.
And it's going to get worse.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You've got to have it down deep in your heart. Because if you don't have it down deep in your heart, you're not going to make it.
Right.
And neither are the kids in your family around you. And the world needs to see light.
Yes.
Because the world keeps getting darker and darker and darker. And the only hope they have, look up your children of light. The only chance the world has are the children of light.
Right.
The only hope the world has is the children of light.
That's it.
Amen.
The Bible says we that are saved are the children of light. We come out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
Yeah. You better start fearing God. The reason you don't fear, reason your light don't shine bright, you don't fear God. And what happens? Satan's knocked your light out. We were down in that basement. We're going to do some remodeling at the house out there in the infirmary. And I'll have to close with this. There's a bulb down there. Me and Carl was down there yesterday, and I was trying to get the light to come on, and boy, it was on and off. It was loose. And I said, "Carl, if I can just get up, it just needs to be screwed in a little tighter. It just needs to get closer to the connection. It just got to get it to the source of power." And I got up there hard to do when you're only 5'6". I'm actually 6'4" this way, but I'm only 5'6" this way. Only 5'6" upright. Some, like the horizontal and vertical aren't the same. And I just got one twist, enough to get closer to the power source. And it came on. And a lot of times, we just need to turn a little bit closer to God. so he can light us up for him. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming. You better start thinking about meeting him, because he really is coming. And before you do all those bad things, you might want to think, boy, I'm going to have to pay for this. You might not pay for it right then, but you will pay for it later. Somewhere down the line, it's going to come in your life. It always shows up. The secret of the Lord, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we've had. And I pray, dear God, with all my heart, that you'd see, let these people see that I care about them. Oh, God, I pray that people will see that they need Christ. I pray that attitudes would change here today. God, change the attitudes of the adults and the kids. Help us understand we need to fear you, and that everything we do is important. That when we don't fear you, we go farther and farther away from you. But one day, after all those sins and evil acts, there is a judgment. There is a punishment. There is a payday. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many just say, preacher, lately, I'll be honest with you, I've not been fearing God like I should. God spoke to my heart this morning, pray for me, I'd start doing right. Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, I see it. Yes, ma'am, I see that. Yes, sir, God bless you. I see it, son. You know, today, maybe be a good time just to come to the altar and say, oh God, I want you to know I love you. I've not been fearing you like I should. God, forgive me. God, by the grace of God, I'm going to start fearing. I'm going to do right. Before I pray, are you here today and you never trusted Christ as your Savior? Who would say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I died. Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Preacher, I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, or I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. Just for anyone like that? Pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to be like that thief on the cross that didn't fear God. I don't want to die and go to hell. Father, I pray, Holy Ghost, that you'll work in each one of our hearts, mine included. Help us to have a godly fear. Help us to fear you so we don't have to do all the things of Satan. Oh God, that we would be lights in a dark world. And I pray for all these, Lord, many, raise your hand so they haven't been fearing you like they should. I pray for each one that they draw close to you. Help these teenagers. Work on our hearts. Work on our attitudes. Let them see the day they're living in. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What page am I, Mark? Page 333.